you know, that was kind of our impression, too. Now, there is a, I think it was a farmer's market and like ice cream stand and that, and that's pretty nice. I mean, it wasn't, overall, wasn't a totally bad experience, but yeah. You know, the weekend that we were there, you know, the motorcycles were hooping it up, and yeah, that wasn't pleasant. We were all the way along the backside. You know, in fact, the sites that were supposed to be nice and level, oh my God, it was level is the furthest thing from what these sites actually were. I used all the cribbing that I had and built a box crib and had to use scissors jacks to even get the to get the thing in the ballpark of level. BJ had all his blocks stacked up. You know, he had his fifth wheel there, and oh Lord, tell you what, from the bumper on the back of his fifth wheel to the ground was about 4 feet. So it was not as portrayed. He almost got stuck. He had to lock out and go into four wheel to get the fifth wheel back out because of the slope there. So yeah, that and walking the dog around the park. Someone had a pit bull there that took off after Jinx. You know, we had our dog was on a leash. It took off, snapped the leash, and man, that was a scary moment too, because it was like making run past attacks and like, you know, lunging and biting, and you know, when it missed, it swung back around. And so yeah, there was multiple factors besides the motorcycles that made that one a one and done.
Well, you can imagine what my solution would have been to that situation, as much as I love dogs, but I'm not going to let one attack mine or me. Yeah, that's a pretty simple solution, although it gets complicated after, but I don't care. The single biggest complaint that I hear, and I only experienced it once and nowhere near to that extreme, but I hear it from my daughter. They frequent state parks a lot, is the fact about the sites not being level and not being properly disclosed as not being level. They do a pretty good job of, you know, telling you that it's, you know, the site's narrow or the trees present a problem or, you know, whatever, sand, all that stuff. But, I think that's those are lies by omission. They know darn well those sites are not level, and if they advertised them as such, nobody would take them. So, and I take that back. Our worst experience was not St. Ignace. It was Higgins Lake last year, North Higgins Lake State Park. On me, did a weekend, should have done the research, got a party reputation, and boy, oh boy, do they party there on the weekends. We're talking kegger parties almost, probably literally, but, you know, that's the worst we ever had at a state park. You can get that anywhere. I think the private campgrounds, they're not as tolerant, you know. The state parks, I think they'll look away for a bit unless they get too many complaints. I do know, you know, we got home on Sunday, and I've been listening to the local park by me, just because I have a wild card setting and I listen to everything on the tower, and oh my God, very happy I'm there, because it's been a trying few days.